Kaya Biz with Kuguletho Mfuphi on Kaya 959.
Let's talk innovation on Kaya Biz with Kuguletho Mfuphi.
We're talking all things innovation, specifically for entrepreneurs and business individuals who definitely want to make sure that they ride the wave of digital inclusion. Now, if you've heard the line that if you're not on YouTube and using that as a tool for your marketing strategy, you just might be missing out. And one might ask themselves, but how? How does this address the market that I'm trying to speak to? How does it fit into my marketing mix and the various models that I'm trying to expand on? Well, to help us understand not only how YouTube is trying to make it easier for businesses, brands, and companies to use their platform, but also understanding the dynamics that we need to be cognizant of as we as consumers are changing in terms of our needs and how YouTube is a platform that can address this. To help us understand this and so much more, specifically around using YouTube to grow and market your business, we joined on the line by Alistair Mokoena, who is the head of Google South Africa. Dr. Mokoena, such a pleasure to touch base with you this evening.
Hey, Google, nice to chat to you again.
Indeed. I guess let's start with first things first, Alistair. For many, when we think of YouTube, some think of it as an entertainment model. I recall my niece once telling me she wants to be a YouTuber, and I thought, I'm not too sure how that's going to work. But one thing certain is that we've seen the evolution of YouTube, not only as a platform, but also as a business tool over the last few years.
Absolutely. I mean, there are so many uses to it. And I think what's actually happened in the consumer world is that as digital technology becomes more commonplace in the world, we're finding that there's an explosion or proliferation of media touch points and platforms. So, you know, when we were younger, there were only so many digital platforms to kind of, or at least content platforms to kind of choose from, you know, traditional media, TV, radio, print, outdoor, and so on. But as digital advertising has become more of a force, now you've got all these digital platforms. And I think when YouTube first came in, a lot of people consider it, you know, as an entertainment platform, a place you go to watch interesting or funny content. But it's actually grown, it's evolved, you know, and especially if you look at the time we're in now, where the world is desperate for useful, helpful information. COVID pandemic hit, lockdown across the world, people are sitting at home needing resources, needing access to information, you know, needing entertainment and then like a mood lift, you know, to help us cope. And then you also have things like, well, you can't go to school anymore. So, you know, Google would introduce products like Google Classroom or Teach Center, where we would now help teachers carry on sort of educating learners through digital platforms. And then you've got YouTube.
Oh boy, looks like there's gremlins in the system, but we'll be sure to get Alistair back. We've just lost him briefly on the line, but as he was explaining and elaborating on how YouTube has evolved as a platform, not just for education, but really coming to the rise during this particular pandemic where it's assisted with education, assisted businesses as well to scale and get their information out there. Alistair, good to have you back. Seems like technology is being a bit fickle today, but nothing that we're not used to. We last had you in the part. No problem at all. No fault of yours at all. But we last heard you at the point where you were explaining how YouTube has also brought about the opportunity for businesses to scale and open up new opportunities for them to expand.
Absolutely. You know, so if you're a bricks and mortar business and you're used to consumers and customers walking into your store to transact, all of a sudden there's lockdown, people's movement is curtailed. That's when a lot of businesses were thinking about digital transformation, i.e. getting into omni-channel, you know, sort of relationships with consumers where you provide information online. When people are thinking about buying a product or accessing a service, they would do what we call ROPO, which is research online, purchase offline. So if they're still able to come to your store, they would do their research online. Let's say you're looking for a new bike or a new car, or you're looking for a house. You would start doing your search, your research, you look at videos, you look at what people are saying in terms of ratings and reviews. And then based on that, you would walk into the store, buy the thing as soon as possible. I'll give you an example. I was in the market for a new cell phone last year, and I didn't want to spend too much time in the store, you know, so dwell time in the store became an issue of safety and, you know, and health and things like health considerations.
Yes.
So you would spend quite a bit of time looking at different cell phones on the internet. Once you know which one you want and you know the features, the attributes, you would, you know, drive to the store, spend as little time as possible, pay and then leave, you know, because you didn't want to get the coronavirus. So I think what we've seen is that these platforms such as YouTube have become much more than just an entertainment portal, but also a lifeline for many industries. Take the arts. Take culture, you know, where artists could not perform live anymore, but they still needed to eke out a living. So YouTube becomes a platform now where artists can actually have online concerts. And people pay to actually get access. So we've seen so much of that. And for me, it's just lovely to be part of an organization that's part of the solution.
Speaking of being part of the solution, there's also tools within which YouTube and Google overall are offering businesses, I understand, to enable them to adapt to this new digital world and digital platform and capitalize on using YouTube as a platform to market their businesses. Explain to us what these tools are and how it is that you make it easy for entrepreneurs to transition to this environment.
I think what you typically find is that, a relationship between a consumer and a product or a brand is normally characterized by what we call a conversion funnel. So if you think of a funnel lying on its side with the kind of the wide side of the funnel on the left and the tip of the funnel on the right, how a consumer typically, migrates down the funnel is they start off with kind of awareness. You know, I'm aware of this brand or this product. Once I'm aware of the brand name, I want to do a little bit of research. And then once I'm positively predisposed towards the brand, I'm in the consideration phase. I've done a little bit of research, I understand how it works, and then I want to try it. So I'll go into the store, have a look at it, sample it. If it's a car, you'll test drive it. And once you're happy, you convert or you buy. And after being happy with your purchase, you become a big advocate and ambassador. You tell all your friends about it, tell family about it. You start leaving positive reviews. So we've successfully transitioned you from awareness to kind of being an advocate. Now, what YouTube does is because it's a platform that is not linear in the sense that it's not TV, you blink, you miss it, you're not at home at this time,
yes.
You use. Whereas with YouTube, you can literally decide when you want to consume content, what kind of content you want to consume. You can personalize it for yourself. So I think what's happening in the world now, Google, is that everybody is time poor because we have so many demands on our time. There's so many things happening. There's so many messages coming our way. A typical consumer 10 years ago would be exposed to at least 4,500 advertising messages in a day. You wake up in the morning, get into a taxi, you see so many billboards.
It's overwhelming.
It's overwhelming. Today, the number is 10,000 advertising messages that consumers are hit with on a daily basis. So what we try and do with platforms like YouTube is help you curate and select the kind of content that's meaningful to you. So that's what you spend your time on, things that are relevant to you. And if brands understand what's important to you as a consumer, they will then put their brand in that context so that they're able to find you in a place that you like and you've selected. And that way, the brand immerses itself in your world because brands need to earn their place in our lives.
Mm.
Gone are the days where you're sitting at home and you have no choice, nothing else to look at, and adverts come, and then, now it's about you opt into consuming advertising. And we have, products to help you sort of, from a marketing perspective, we have products to help you select the kind of content you want consumers to be exposed to. If you want to advertise to consumers and you don't want to waste,
yes.
You want to be efficient in your targeting, because the whole spray and pray approach doesn't work. If you have a 12-year-old watching a TV ad for a car brand, yes, there might be a little bit of pester power where they might go to their parents and say, please, can you buy that car next? It's really nice. Alternatively, they can watch the ad and think, oh, nice ad. But then, they're not in a position to buy or influence purchase. So we as advertisers have wasted money on those eyeballs. So with digital technology and digital advertising, you're able to personalize at scale, which gives you higher return on investment for your spend.
Fantastic. We'll have to leave it there for today, Alistair, but we really appreciate the insight that you've given us, as this really will help encourage a lot of entrepreneurs who might be overwhelmed by digital platforms and digital tools to actually understand how best to use them to make sure that it's a targeted audience that you approach, and also targeted benefits for the market that you want to speak to, because as consumers, we get to curate the kind of brands and content that we want to attract. A big thank you to the head of Google South Africa, Dr. Alistair Mokoena, giving us some insight as to how best to make use of digital platforms like YouTube, especially to grow and expand your business.
Let's talk innovation on Kaya Biz with Gugulethu Mfuphi. Kaya Biz with Gugulethu Mfuphi.
Monday to Thursday, 6 to 8 p.m. on Kaya 959.